When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Crunch time. A convention is upon me. I'm going to SPX, the Small Press Expo, spexpo.com, spxpo.com, in a few days. And I'm busting my tuchus on getting a whole bunch of stuff ready for it. What am I getting ready for it? Well, I just finished screen printing the covers to 90 copies of my mini comic Boulder and Fleet, Adventures for Hire. Screen printing the covers, then collating and stapling them, you know, binding them together, putting them in their little bags. 20 copies of Eight Scary Things by Jared, a series of my little Jared Cran comics, a series that, I was updating for a while. I haven't updated it in a while. I'm going to again. Thinking about actually moving it to a different content management system, but I'll save that for another discussion for another time. But anyway, that's at latcomics.com/Jared if you want to see the ones that I've done so far. But I collected 8 of them, which are 8 little stories about things that scare Jared, and put that together for the show. And in my last couple days, I'm also trying to crunch my way through another edition of the Tiny Hamilton comic series that I work on with my wife. And at the time of this recording, I have the whole book blue lined. I've got 8 pages to finish penciling, print them out in blue line, give Ann time to ink them while I do the tones on the pencils so I can just drop the inks on. Then we got to screen print the cover. We got to do all of this in the next 48 hours. And the takeaway for my essay today is about how being up against a wall and a deadline really helps you to stay productive and stay focused and not get distracted by things, which we all know. Imposing artificial deadlines helps, but a real deadline of I got to have this done for this show. Well, if you think about it, the Tiny Hamilton deadline is an artificial deadline. I don't need to have it there. I don't need to have any of those books there. I've got other books in print that I'm bringing as well. But when you go to a show, you want to do something brand new. It's part of the experience is debuting a new thing, and that kind of helps get the fire lit under you to get more stuff done. But what's also funny, I've had this conversation a lot with some of my friends, and I'm bringing it to Thunder Punch Daily as part of this essay about staying focused and getting the work done, just focusing on your comics, not letting other things get in the way of that. And it's funny how this has come up a lot in conversations I've had on the Comics Are Great show. This has come up in other podcasts to listen to, and this even came up, strangely enough, in a conversation that I had over coffee with some local friends. This idea of social media. And I'm going to borrow language from the Back to Work show because I think they summed it up really well. Back to Work is a podcast that Rob Stenzinger of Art Geek Zoo introduced me to. It's put on the 5x5 network, and it's hosted by Merlin Mann, who many of you know, 43folders.com, that guy. They were talking on the episode, which I'll link to in the show notes, about the concept of people going for the thumbs up. You know, social media, as it is a really cool thing. But there's also an aspect to it that if you misuse it or misunderstand it, it can drop a little bit of poison in you and distract you from doing anything anymore and just make you worry about making any move in any direction, which is ultimately not what a creative person should be doing. A creative person should be diving in and just making things. In that discussion, and again, I encourage people to listen to the whole episode. There's a lot of curmudgeonly talk, but I really felt like there was a lot of content in it, and I wound up listening to it multiple times because I thought the conversation had so much rich food for thought in there. They talked about, like, in the old days of music in the 60s or whatever, people would just crank out music because they didn't think that this was going to be listened to for decades and decades and beyond. It was just about crank out the next hit, crank out the next hit. So there was a lot of productivity going on there without thinking too hard about, is it perfect? And they spiraled this conversation off to talk about social media, where people don't want to be contentious. People don't want to start a row online because that might take away the thumbs up. You know, you post something, you want people to click that plus one button or that like button. And so that can paralyze you from actually sharing something or saying something because you're worried about, is it witty? Is it good? is what I'm saying funny? Are people going to like it? Are they going to plus it? Now, I know not all of you who are listening to this really struggle with that. But heck, I just saw a post on Twitter today by somebody who I respect who said that they worry a lot about Twitter because they worry about not being funny all the time. They feel a compulsion that they have to be funny and witty because you only have 140 characters. Brevity is the soul of wit. To quote, who came up with that one? Was that Shakespeare? How does this spiral out into creativity? Well, because if you start thinking that way of, are people going to like this? Are people going to respond to what I'm doing? Gosh, think about how that can influence your choices as a creative person. You might question the gag that you wrote. You might question the character that you're introducing into this. You might question the illustrations that you're putting on there. You might even question the projects themselves. Is this marketable? Is this going to the right publisher? I need to skew it at this market. I need to skew it at this publisher so they'll pick it up. Yes, we need to think about that stuff, but ultimately we also have to think the first priority should be, are we enjoying it? Are we creating for the pure fun of it? Are we making something just for us? And when you're up against a deadline, you don't have time to think about the publisher, the audience, or how it's going to be accepted or enjoyed by somebody. All you can think about is get the darn thing done. And that focuses you back on, or at least for me, it makes me focus back on this idea of, am I enjoying it? Is this fun for me? Is this making me laugh? And man, oh man, that is such a better place to be as a creator, right? We all know this. But I found myself over the last couple years learning how to engage online, learning how to blog, learning how all these different freaking platforms to play around with, Tumblr, Postgres, Twitter, Google+, Facebook, different content management systems. Are you going to use Blogger? Are you going to use WordPress.com? Are you going to use a WordPress hosted site? Are you going to use Squarespace? Each one of these has different methods of managing content. Different audiences even, right? Like I think about I'm going to be at SPX this coming weekend and Casey Van Heys and I, we're going to be tabling together and my wife Anne. We're all going to be at the same table. So we thought, well, let's share the experience. Let's broadcast a whole bunch of stuff that's happening there. Whenever something interesting happens, let's capture it and share it online. But then we thought, well, let's put it in a single place and invite people to come in and watch instead of just pushing it out on all the different social media circles. So we came up with this idea of posting it to a Tumblr page called enjoyingfatunicorns.tumblr.com. I chose Tumblr specifically rather than Postgres, rather than my own blog. I could have made like a separate category on comicsaregreat.com, but I didn't think that was appropriate necessarily for this one single event. And plus, it's a little bit about an ease of use thing. But anyway, this kind of decision-making process came about because I've studied and practiced using all this stuff. And I'm not saying that I'm an expert. I'm not going to write a book with a 5 steps to your social media life or your publishing life online. But I was getting under the hood of this stuff. But what I found myself doing, the poisonous thing that I found myself doing, is getting hung up on this idea of how is it being received? Tracking your statistics. This is an old one. Everybody falls victim to this. You're watching your stats. Who's reading? Who's listening? Who's clicking? And yeah, you know, when you're operating a business, you have to think about that stuff. And all those business gurus pat you on the back for doing that. Yeah, watch your Google Analytics, watch your levels of engagement, and tailor things to speak to that engagement. But that's the first, that's where it should end. The moment you start crossing that line into really like thinking about it a lot, You fall into that world, at least I did, falling into this world of like, who's listening? I'm thinking about this all the time. I shouldn't post this. I shouldn't post that. I keep a Evernote note with where I capture Thunder Punch Daily topic ideas. And there's a whole bunch in there. And I look at them before I record a show if I'm not terribly lit on fire for a topic. And I'll see which one grabs me. And there's one that's been in there for several months, and I doubt I'll ever do it because I just captured this thought. I said it was like my knee-jerk or gut reaction or sort of heuristic method. Heuristic, that's not quite appropriate. Heuristic means trial and error. Sort of like just like my general rule of thumb on whether or not I share something online. And particularly in regards to sharing an emotional response to something. Oh, I hated that. Or, oh, I loved that. And I wrote down that I give myself like a day to think about it. And if it's not burning at me after a day, it's not worth sharing. that just goes to demonstrate this overthinking that we can do when it comes to this, this over-filtering we can do where we're second-guessing ourselves all the time. Instead of letting ourselves be a human being and just say things and sometimes make a few mistakes, and then we can backtrack and say, look, I'm a human. I said something that was dumb. And I'm not talking about being irresponsible or callous about what you say, you know, but what I am talking about is that it was a sign to me that I'm not just enjoying the act of creating, I'm overanalyzing and over-strategizing everything that I do, which is stopping me from just barreling through and creating things. And let's face it, this stuff just goes through a stream and then just disappears after a while, most of the time. Again, I'm not advocating irresponsibility in the way you behave, but I am saying, I'm pointing out that I myself have run into an over-caution, a fearfulness about engaging, which I believe has filtered down to my ability to create as a creator as well. I'm overthinking it too much. And, you know, sometimes you just got to let go and play, you know, spirit of play. I've talked about this a zillion times on Thunder Punch Daily. So this was sort of the confluence of ideas that kind of coalesced today as I was trying to get these pencils done. I'm just taking a break to just jot down this audio essay before I go pick up Anne from work and then get back to staying up all night penciling Tiny Hamilton. Is that, man, I'm having fun. I'm going to be up all night. I'm going to be cranky and irritable tomorrow because I'm not going to get very much sleep. And you know, it's going to be super stressful as we get ready in the next 48 hours, both to get this book ready and then get ready to take the long road trip to go to Bethesda, Maryland. I think it's a 9-hour drive for me. But I'm having fun again, just creating something for the sheer fun of creating something. And I'm not thinking about, are people going to like it? Am I going to sell a lot? You know, I don't know. I don't have time to think about that stuff. And I'm going to use this as a signal to me to say, hey, you know what, Jers, from now on, don't give yourself time to think about that stuff. Either set up arbitrary deadlines to keep you focused or just try to find a way to kick that stuff out of your brain when it starts kicking in, because that's when that Peter Parker style doubt starts creeping in. Am I doing the right thing? Am I not? I don't know. How many times have you guys heard me do that on different podcasts? Did I say that right? I don't know. I'm going to think about it. You know, there are times when you can think too much about this stuff, and I caught myself doing it, and I'm not blaming social media. I'm not saying that social media is the culprit here. What I am saying is that social media, like a slot machine, has this tendency to get us hooked on this idea of looking for the next thumbs up, looking for the next pat on the back, looking for the next like from somebody. And I think it's time I back off from that a little bit and just start making stuff, which will give me more stuff that's worth talking about because I'm creating stuff, right? So there we go. There's the audio essay today. So I want to point people at a few things. Oh, by the way, who am I? I'm Jersey. JDroz.com. ComicsAreGreat.com. Jersey on Twitter. JerseyDroz on Google+. If you want to follow me on those places, give me a thumbs up. Things that I want to talk about. 30 classes in 30 days. This thing I'm working on at leanintoart.com. In November, Rob Stenzinger and I and a bunch of other great cartoonists are going to put on an unconference event where every day for the month of November, there's going to be a hands-on interactive workshop or presentation or time-shifted class that you can take, learning more about creative things like storytelling, Photoshop techniques, advanced composition, color theory, all sorts of really cool stuff that you've come to expect from the kinds of projects I've been involved in, like in the past, Art and Story, and now with Comics Are Great, and now with Lean Into Art. Early bird registration ends September 23rd. This is not going to be a free thing. This is going to be a costly event to put on. So it is a paid event. You do have to pay to register for these events. We only have a limited amount of seats. And after September 23rd, 2011, the rates are going to go up. So if you're curious, if you want to check it out, go to leanintoart.com or 30classes30days.com and see what's there. There's some previews of what the stuff's going to look like, and then also a description of the three different tiers of participation you can sign up for. And I encourage you to at least give it a try, poke around a little bit, and sign up for this before the rates go up. Other than that, I encourage you, if you want to follow along with updates from SPX, I'm going to try to capture my experiences there in audio booths and videos and pictures. That will be at enjoyingfatunicorns.tumblr.com. And hopefully it'll be a fun weekend. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Well, Orko, Jeremy sure changed his ways.
Yeah, he was acting pretty rotten for a while. I think all he really wanted was for people to notice him. But what good does it do to be noticed if people don't like what they see?
That's right. The best way to get attention is not to look for it. By being polite and helpful, people will not only notice you, they'll like you too.
I'm going to do something helpful right now.
What's that?
I'm going to say goodbye!